This is an executive summary of DST hold periods and exit timing, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. One of the most important things to understand before investing in a Delaware statutory trust is that you are signing up for an exit you don't control. A DST has a finite life. The sponsor acquires a property, holds it for a period, and eventually sells it, returning capital to investors at what the industry calls full cycle. The typical hold period runs about 5 to 7 years, but that is a projection, not a promise. The sponsor decides when to sell based on market conditions and the business plan, and the actual hold can be shorter or longer. Because you don't control the timing, planning matters. When the sale comes, you'll have a tight window to redeploy the proceeds if you want to continue deferring tax through another 1031 exchange, with its own 45 and 180-day deadlines. This guide explains the typical hold period, what triggers a sale, why investors lack control over timing, how to plan for an uncertain exit, and how to stay reinvestment ready. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. This is educational information. Verify the current rules and your specific situation with your tax advisor. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.